Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ, family and friends. This morning's devotion is being brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Father Don Double D. Haynes from the St. Bartholomew's Parish by the Sea in the beautiful Berry Islands. And I am privileged to guide you through today's devotion. Let us begin in prayer. Lord God of hosts, you clothe your servant Martin the soldier with the spirit of sacrifice and set him as a bishop in your church to be a defender of the Catholic faith. Give us grace to follow in his holy steps, that at the last we may be found clothed with righteousness in the dwellings of peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. Our scripture reading is drawn from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 to 40. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it on to me.'" The Gospel of Christ. My brothers and sisters, today we celebrate St. Martin of Tours as one of the most revered and loved saints in European history. He lived a life of heroic sanctity, and it was able to be written down as an example for us to follow. And so I want us to challenge ourselves as we wait patiently for the coming of our Lord to live a life so worthy that others may emulate our deeds, thus making Christ known in this present generation. In reading the life of St. Martin, there are four things which I wish to share for your reflection. Number one, he dared to be different. Standing up for his belief in Christ and often standing alone. It was during the reign of Constantinople that Christianity was legalized. Martin, as a child, became very interested in the tenets of Christianity, even though his parents clung to Roman paganism. Martin, however, was not satisfied with his parents' choice, so at the age of 10, he went to the local Catholic church and asked to become a Christian. He was enrolled as a catechumen and began the lengthy process of preparing for baptism, which would not take place until 10 years later. As a matter of fact, Martin was baptized at the age of 20. However, we are told that despite everything that was thrown at him, the difficulties of his life, and even the blocks in the way that was thrown by his parents, he stuck to the course, believing in the God who had called him. And so we see Martin standing for truth, standing for justice, and standing for righteousness. He dared to be different for Christ in a world that demanded that he join the bandwagon. Secondly, Martin was driven by his sense of service, compassion, and love to others. A story is told of how he, as a soldier, in the dead of the winter night, saw a beggar who was trembling and had no garments on to protect him. We are told that Martin, who was full of the grace of God, recognized that a being to whom others showed no pity was in that respect left to him. Yet, what should he do? He had nothing except the cloak in which he was clad, for he had already parted with the rest of his garments for similar purposes. Taking, therefore, his sword with which he was girt, he divided his cloak into two equal parts and gave one part to the poor man, while he again clothed himself with the remainder. It was later revealed that as he slept that night, Jesus came to him in a dream, and he told Martin that he had inspired him as he had shared with him a piece of his garment to keep him warm. I want us to think about that in our own Christian walk and in the mission with which we have been called and endowed, the mission to love others, the mission to be compassionate and caring in this world, which is full of hate, which is full of wars, and where the poor people are looked down on, and there is none to pick them up from the streets of life. If we believe in God and we love Him for who He is in our lives, then certainly we are able to stand for Christ and to pick others up and give them hope. Thirdly, my dear brothers and sisters, Martin fought as a soldier, but he was a soldier of faith. His father was an officer in the army, and by that very nature, Martin had to join the army. An illustration is given on how when he became and found the peace of Christ in his heart, he said that he will not fight in the war anymore. He was known as the first conscientious objector to fighting in the battles of our world. Martin was accused of being a coward because they were going into battle the following day. These are his words, and I quote them to you. If you believe I am acting out of fear, I'll stand unarmed in front of the enemy lines tomorrow. Shielded only by my faith in Jesus and the sign of the cross, I'll face them without any armor. We are told that he was thrown in prison to wait for the battle, but it never happened because the opposing side sought peace. Martin was soon after released from the military. But here is a word for you this morning. Are you prepared on the battlefields of this life to stand up and face the battle only with the cross of Christ before you and shielded with the grace of God? My fellow soldiers of Christ, we are called on the battlefield of life, but we are called to fight for justice, for peace, and for those who cannot fight for themselves. If we move on only clad with the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we can conquer the world. And my fourth and final point to you is he yielded himself to God's call on his life. From a very early age, Martin sought the presence of God. He was willing to embrace the love of Christ in his heart and with faith stand before the throne of God, only bowing to him as his supreme commander. Are we willing to throw off everything else that is around us and trust only in the faith of knowing Christ Jesus our Lord, making him our all in all, yielding our lives to his precepts, his principles, and his call for us to come and follow him? If we, like Martin, are willing to embrace those things, then I say to you this morning that we are indeed close to the kingdom of heaven. I ask your blessings now upon these words, and I challenge you that they may find root in your heart and in your soul, and that you will be spurred on in your journey of faith to follow Christ as you see him face to face one day. Blessings in his name. Amen. I invite you to share this meditation with those whom you love and those with whom you share this life, your fellow workers, your family and friends, as you are able. And I do pray God's blessing upon your day and on your weekend as you worship him in beauty, truth, and holiness.